interview questions. You're in an interview. Tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, hi. Hi. My name is Michael. I have a very bland history. I enjoy very medium things, such as sort of mild cheddar. Well, that's more of a mild, less medium. There are medium cheddars, I believe. But they're not quite as yellow as the strong cheddars. Sometimes I do like stronger cheddars.
Medium things, but such as...
I don't know, I'm kind of in the middle on it, but...
Sort of that's mild about cheddar.
Tell me more about this cheddar interest in yours. Where are you from?
Medium things, such as...
Actually, my cheese fetish has nothing to do with where I come from.
What kind of family did you have?
I was hoping that we wouldn't get into this. I thought we talked about this earlier.
I'm sorry. I feel like I need to bring it up at least.
My family were a band of roving cheese fanatics. I tried to escape that. I've come to Stanford in order to try to put that behind me.
Roving cheese fanatic.
They roved.
Well, my family. Have you been able to at least find some escape here?
Oh yeah. No, the cheese here is terrible.
Oh yeah.
American cheese.
We're a band of roving cheese fanatics.
What?
At least five.
What's your favorite memory here?
There was that one time.
That didn't really involve a great deal of cheese.
I think you're pushing this cheese topic.
I think I am too. That's all right. We'll stop with the cheese.
Yeah, if you could,
would you tell me a little bit more about other interests, maybe other than cheese?
Non-dairy related. I like, there are certain tofu cheeses that I
maybe if you stop with the cheese thing.
Okay, yeah.
You go to tofu if you'd like.
Oh, well, there's this kind that you can get at Dranger's, which is over in Menlo Park. It's a Hawaiian, actually. I can't tell the difference between tofu. I really can't. I have no idea. It says something different on the package, but they taste the same to me.
Well, Drakers.
Sort of mild cheddar. Well, that's more of a mild.
I mean, you could go to Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's has very good mochi.
They do have good mochi.
Yeah. The first time I had mochi, I don't think I was in my right state of mind, and it was very delicious. It was just cold enough. I think I had strawberry. If any of you know Andy Greenwood, he gave it to me. It was amazing. And I think actually that part's a lie. I invent things sometimes when I'm put on the spot.
What kind of things do you invent?
The sort of things I invent usually involve elaborate stories that may or may not involve cheese.
Well, listen to us. Can I hear at least one of your elaborate stories? Something that possibly happened to you in this last week in an elaborate way?
You would like me to tell it elaborately, or you would like me to tell you something that happened that was elaborate itself, but perhaps tell it to you in a simpler way?
Can you do
both? With an L?
Yes.
No.
Well, pick one and choose, and then tell me.
I actually prefer without the L. Okay. Both should both.
Well, you are from. Where are you from?
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Quite.
That's what I thought. I think that's probably why you take the L out of both. So tell me something that happened to you last week, or at least an elaborate story.
You are very confusing.
I am.
Something that happened to me last week, I went to Maker Faire in San Mateo. It was super nerdy awesome. There were mushroom blocks and giant robots made of cardboard.
You like nerdy?
I could go either way. I'm sort of in the middle of that.
Well, how would you describe yourself?
Oh.
Other than maybe nerdy.
I mean, I enjoy walks on the beach. I mean, who doesn't? And I really I really like people. When seasonal.
But I'm kind of like, what I'm actually talking about would be brewing around, often together on bond, as that, which you would die on. Hack body cheer, some cats, rap and yacht, that would be on the other one. To rap the room, jump on that.
I mean, I guess. It's just like three of them?
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, so there's something you have to know before you can go and be asked all the questions like that. And that's that I really enjoy to sing.
Well, would you like to sing a song? Would you like to sing a song on the microtonal scale?
Ah, the microtonal scale. I believe it is this one.